Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic old-school drum and bass wobble in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way, simple, punchy, and low CPU. We're not trying to make some giant super synth monster patch here. We're making something that grooves, leaves space for the snare, and hits hard in a proper DNB drop. If you've ever heard that jungle-influenced wah-wah bass movement and thought, yeah, that's the vibe, this is the technique. And the cool part is, you can do it with stock Ableton devices only. First, set your project tempo to around 174 BPM. That's a classic DNB reference point, and it helps you think in the right rhythmic language right away. Then build a very simple drum loop first. Kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and a bit of hat or breakbeat movement so you can hear how the bass interacts with the groove. This matters a lot in DNB, because the bass is never really living by itself. It has to answer the drums, especially that snare. Now create your bass instrument. You can use Wavetable or Operator. If you want the easiest route, start with Wavetable. Pick a basic saw or square-based Wavetable and keep it playing. Turn off anything unnecessary. Keep unison low or off, and set the instrument to mono if possible. If you want the lightest CPU load, Operator is even leaner, especially if you keep it simple with one sine or saw as the main sound. The key here is to think of the bass as an engine, not a lead. You want sub weight, a bit of grit, and enough mid-range to be heard on smaller speakers. A good starting zone is somewhere dark, with a filter fairly low and the resonance modest. Don't overcomplicate it yet. Get a solid tone first. Next, we create the wobble movement. This is where the old-school character really comes alive. Instead of stacking loads of effects, put auto filter after the synth. Choose a low-pass filter, set the cutoff somewhere in the darker range, and add just a touch of resonance if needed. You can also turn on a little drive if the sound feels too clean. Now for the actual wobble. Automate the filter cutoff. That's the heart of it. You can do slower quarter note movement for a heavier, more spaced out feel, or faster eighth note movement if you want it to roll a bit more. The important thing is that the movement feels musical. In DNB, the drums already provide a lot of motion, so the bass doesn't need to be busy. It just needs to speak rhythmically. A really useful beginner approach is this. Keep some sections dark, then open the cutoff more on the response notes or at the end of the phrase. That contrast gives the ear something to latch onto. Even two alternating filter positions can sound like a lot of movement if the groove is strong. Now let's write the MIDI. Keep it simple, seriously simple. In drum and bass, especially old school style bass, less is often more. Start with just one or two notes per bar. Place a root note on beat one. Then maybe a shorter note later in the bar as a response. Leave space where the snare needs to hit. If your bass note is masking the snare, shorten it before reaching for EQ. Think in phrases, not just notes. DNB bass often works like a conversation with the drums. A long note can be followed by a short stab. A dark bar can be followed by a slightly brighter repeat. A little silence can be more powerful than another note. That kind of call and response energy is what makes the groove feel alive. For a simple four-bar loop, try something like this. Bar 1 establishes the root note. Bar 2 repeats it with a tiny, rhythmic change. Bar 3 adds a little variation or passing note. And bar 4 leaves more space so the loop can reset with impact. Keep the note lengths tight enough that the kick and snare still punch through. Once the MIDI is working, add saturator. This is one of the best stock devices for DNB bass, because it gives you harmonic weight without needing a huge processing chain. Start with a small amount of drive, maybe just a few dB, and use soft clip if it helps control peaks. The goal is not to destroy the bass. The goal is to help it translate. Saturation gives the bass some attitude and helps it show up on headphones and smaller speakers. A nice rule here is that if the bass feels too clean, don't just turn it louder. Add a little saturation first. That often makes it feel bigger without eating up your headroom. And in DNB, headroom matters. You want the kick and snare to hit hard, not fight a clipped bass track. After that, use utility to keep the low end disciplined. For a beginner-friendly approach, keep the bass mono. That means the sub stays solid and focused, which is exactly what you want in a fast genre like DNB. Stereo low end can get messy quickly, especially once drums, reverbs, and delays start stacking up. If you want width later, keep it in the upper harmonics, not the sub. Now let's shape the phrase over 4 or 8 bars. This is where the bass stops being just a loop and starts feeling like part of an arrangement. Automate the auto filter cutoff so the first half of the phrase is darker, then the second half opens a little more. You can also automate a tiny bit of saturator drive on a key hit or the start of a new phrase. Small changes go a long way here. If you're making an 8-bar drop, A good structure is to introduce the bass theme in bars 1 and 2, add a little more movement in bars 3 and 4, repeat it with a more open filter in bars 5 and 6, then do a small switch up or mini fill in bars 7 and 8. That might be as simple as one extra note, a short filter rise, or a tiny rest before the loop restarts. That's classic D&B arrangement logic. Repetition with just enough change to keep the listener locked in. Since this is an effects-focused lesson, keep the effects tasteful. Auto filter is your main movement tool. Echo can be used very lightly, as a throw on one selected note at the end of a phrase. Reverb should usually stay on ascend, not drenched directly on the bass. Too much reverb on the main bass can wreck the punch and blur the low end fast. In D&B, the bass should usually stay dry and direct during the drop. If you want a little more transition energy, try a tiny echo throw on the last note of every four bars, or a brief filter sweep before a drum fill. Those little moments make the drop feel alive without cluttering the mix. Now check the bass against the drums in context, not in solo. That's a really important habit. A bass sound can feel amazing by itself and still be wrong in the track. Ask yourself, is the snare still punching through? Is the kick losing impact? Is the sub present but controlled? Does the wobble feel intentional or just random movement? If the answer isn't right, fix the rhythm first before overprocessing. If the low end feels muddy, use EQ8 to clean up some rumble below the sub area and tame any boxy buildup in the low mids. If it sounds too sharp, lightly soften the upper mids. But again, don't use EQ as your first fix for a rhythm problem. In D&B, a lot of bass issues are really timing issues. One more great workflow move. Once the core bass sound is working, freeze or flatten it if you want to save CPU. That's a super useful habit in larger D&B projects, because these sessions can get heavy fast with breaks, atmospheres, impacts, and automation all running at once. Build smart, then commit when you're happy. And once you've got a version that works, save it. Save the rack, save the MIDI clip, and make yourself a reusable bass tool. Give it a clear name, something like Old School Wobble Mono or Jungle Wub Sub. You'll thank yourself later when you're starting a new track, and you've already got a proven bass foundation ready to go. So to recap, start with a simple drum loop, build a mono bass patch with a stock synth, use auto filter for the wobble, write a tight MIDI phrase that leaves space for the snare, add saturator for grit and presence, keep the low end mono with utility, and automate small changes across 4 or 8 bars to keep the drop moving. That's the core of a solid old school D&B wobble bass. Try the practice challenge after this. Make one 4-bar loop at 174 BPM. Use no more than a few bass notes per bar, add a little filter movement, add a touch of saturation, and make just one rhythm change, one filter change, and one mix change. If it feels solid against the drums, you're on the right path. And that's the big takeaway here. In drum and bass, the bass doesn't need to be complicated to be powerful. It just needs to be deliberate. Keep it tight, keep it mono, keep it moving, and let the drums do their job. When that relationship locks in, the drop hits way harder.